Radio Islam is broadcast in English. Commentator and linguist John McWhorter thinks it would help cross-cultural communication if American schools made a greater effort to teach Arabic.
In middle school, I remember wondering why I had to learn French. I didn't know any French people. But I was told, as most of us were, that learning foreign languages gives us a window into different cultures. Okay, but in today's world, peeking into windows in Paris should only be so high on our list. The culture the United States needs to make contact with now most is the Arab one. 165 million people speak Arabic, many of them residents of nations and groups with which we have, as they say, issues. But Arabic is rarely taught before college, and most colleges only teach it to a level that would leave a student able to say, "My uncle is a lawyer, but my aunt has a spoon." But few people of any culture are much interested in talking about things like that. What about get your feet off the table, or might as well forget it? That's what speaking a language is. So, big surprise that currently the State Department has only about 60 fluent Arabic speakers, and then only 5 of them could participate in an Arabic talk show. Of course, the government's trying to recruit more Arabic speakers, but it can be a tough proposition to get native Arabs to join efforts they often see as aimed against their own people. Plus, speaking Arabic alone doesn't always make a good translator or investigator. We need a massive effort to teach Arabic to children from an early age, when it's easiest to learn new languages. For example, if we're really in Iraq for another generation, then at least some of the future soldiers should be able to wangle an Arabic conversation, instead of using grunts and hand gestures as most do today. It's often said that Arabic is hard, but not especially. What's hard is its alphabet. Letters can be written in 2, 3, or even 4 ways, depending on where they sit in the word, and then they're run together cursive style on top of that. To an American learner, it takes a long time for Arabic's alphabet to stop looking like very angry spaghetti. When Hutus and Tutsis in Rwanda have been at each other's throats, speaking the exact same language, it's clear that communication alone will not create peace. But still, imagine if many educated Americans could get about half of what they're saying on Al Jazeera, the way many can get half of the dialogue in a French movie without looking at the subtitles. Imagine if the government had no trouble finding Americans whose Arabic was good enough to make their way in forging relationships with Arabs and explaining our policies to them. Surely, richer communication could only help. If we want to be better citizens of the world, then when it comes to foreign languages, it's high time we realize that the Middle East is as crucial a part of that world as Europe, China, and Japan. If someone had told me that people were teaching kids like me Arabic because we needed to have Americans who could understand a few people who were dedicated to our destruction and talk with millions of others who wished that we could solve our problems in some other way, then I would have understood perfectly.
Commentator John McWhorter is author of Doing Our Own Thing, The Degradation of Language and Music, and Why We Should Like Care.